47. New Village. Bob, September 2182, Delta Eridani. The Delton Council, including Archimedes and Arnold, watched as almost 100 Delton adolescents marched away from camp, yelling insults and challenges at the onlookers. The council members did a creditable job of maintaining straight faces, some even managing to look upset. When the tail end of the parade disappeared into the bush, Arnold slapped Archimedes on the back and said,
"That was great."
He then leaned in close and said, in a low voice that only Archimedes and the spy drone could hear,
"I'm sure Bob had a hand in it."
Archimedes' eyes got wide and he looked very concerned, but Arnold just shook his head and said,
"I don't need to know. I'm just glad it worked."
Other council members gave Archimedes a nod or a smile as they dispersed. Marvin and I looked at each other, then began laughing. The worst troublemakers in Camelot, completely convinced that it was their idea, had just marched off to one of the old abandoned village sites to repopulate it, and Archimedes was getting the credit for thinking up and masterminding the plot. Reverse psychology, not just for humans. Marvin lost his smile and got a worried expression. Of course, it fixes the immediate problem, but everything we do seems to have side effects down the road. What if they go to war with Camelot in a few years?
Don't borrow trouble, Marv, I sighed and sat back. Sure as hell something will hit the fan, but let's worry about it when it happens.
But he was probably right.